At the farmers market in Blacksburg, customers come early for their raw milk so they can get it before it's gone. Steve Mall, a builder in town, is here almost every week.
Yeah, it's just so good. It really has flavor, and it has cream, real cream. I make butter out of it.
Because it's illegal to buy unpasteurized milk in Virginia, Mall makes a suggested donation to the farmers here at their booth. Food safety officials warn it's not safe to drink raw milk. Mall admits the flavor may not appeal to people who've forgotten or never knew what he calls real milk actually tastes like.
It tastes like an animal. You know, when we were growing up, my grandparents lived on it for 80 years. It's only unsafe if you're not careful.
Okay. So we do ask for a $2 deposit for the jar.
Brandon and Gina Herndon own Hoofhearted Farm in Blacksburg. Sometimes they say they get calls from people passing through this area who look them up so they can nab some of the fresh stuff on their way.
It's nice to be able to provide something that we believe in that's healthy for the community.
He says their farm is tiny, just a few cows and goats, all grazing on grass only. And he says that's important for people who want raw milk, that they get it from small farms, because he believes it's harder to keep large dairy operations clean enough without pasteurization. That high heating measure was needed, he adds, after we started producing milk in huge quantities in this country. But he believes the risks of raw milk are overstated.
And if you look at the numbers of overall food illnesses, roughly 3,000 people die each year from foodborne illnesses. If you look over a 12-year span from like 98 to 2010, in that 12-year span, there was only, four deaths from raw milk products and six deaths from pasteurized milk products?
Raw milk is one that people have very strong feelings about.
Rob Williams is associate professor of food science at Virginia Tech. He specializes in foodborne illness.
And so it's one of these things that from a microbiological perspective, we view raw milk as being a more likely source of foodborne illness than properly pasteurized milk.
Advocates say educated consumers should be able to make their own decisions about it. Lois Smith is president of the Virginia Independent Consumers and Farmers Association.
We are trying to get that constitutional amendment that states that the consumer shall have the right to acquire for their own consumption farm-produced food directly from the farm with agreement from the farmer who produced it.
Those attempts so far have gone nowhere, and Smith is convinced it's more an issue of commerce in the Commonwealth than of food safety.
Well, I know with how I grew up, I believed the propaganda that raw milk was going to kill us.
Smith runs Happy Food Farm in Spotsylvania. Years ago, she cut down the trees on her 12 acres so she could raise cows for their milk and feed her six kids what she considers to be one of nature's healthiest drinks.
We're already drinking raw milk. The only difference is they do not want me to be able to make a profit on it. And that's how they destroyed farms all across Virginia. They've allowed other people to monopolize who gets paid and who doesn't get paid.
Tonight, the Washington County Board of Supervisors will listen to arguments against legalizing raw milk sales to the public from its Agriculture Committee. The county is the seventh largest dairy producer in Virginia. VICFA will make its case tonight, too, asking shouldn't it be up to consumers to decide what kind of milk they want to drink. I'm Robbie Harris.